Hello and welcome to Front Seat Cinema. It is the brand new face of Box Office Buzz. I'm Lucien, your usual host, and it's pretty much our usual show. We've just decided to change the main artwork format slightly, and that sort of thing. Welcome along to this week's show. If you have been listening to Box Office Buzz, Buzz Hub's Box Office Buzz, our podcast where I discuss the box office results, the latest film news, review some films. We started the podcast in June last year, June 2013, and I've been doing it at least once a month, mostly regular, more regular than that ever since. And I've had a lot of fun doing it, but I decided before this episode that I was going to give it a bit of a rebrand. As the summer is approaching, and as we get into the months of June, July, and August, I will be returning to a weekly schedule, you'll be glad to hear, as we had last summer, where I'll be reporting every week's latest releases, the news on them. For now, we are really just, I'm just releasing an episode whenever I have the time to do one, but I'll have loads of time in the summer, so expect a lot of episodes. But I thought before the summer, why not give the podcast a bit of a rebranding and make it, you know, shiny and new, because as they say, new is better. Although they're not always right, as we see every week with the films that are released. So we're now called Front Seat Cinema. I was planning on calling it Cinema Sandwich, but the name Cinema Sandwich was taken by another podcast, which I haven't heard. I'll have to listen to him. So thanks a lot, Cinema Sandwich, but you have the cool name, and I have the second coolest name, which I believe is Front Seat Cinema. And the artwork has a little animated version of me sitting in a cinema by myself, which is often the case. So, this week, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 reviewed, plus the latest movie news, which we'll start with right now. We're going to go backwards. I'm recording this on the 24th of April, and I'm basically just going to go through BuzzHub and have a look at some of the top film-related stories from the past few weeks, going backwards from today. So, today's stories. Scarlett Johansson and Lupita Nyong'o in talks to star in Jon Favreau's The Jungle Book. I think doing voices, and already in that bigger news, this is very big news, is that The Hobbit, the third Hobbit film, which was titled There, and which is where Tolkien gave his book The Hobbit, it has now been retitled The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, to make it sound more action-y, as people are saying. Peter Jackson did release a statement when he made the announcement, and he claimed his reasons for changing the title were because they, you know, it was a different film to what There and Back Again would have been back when The Hobbit was two films, etc., etc. It's really just to make it sound more action-y. There and Back Again isn't the most exciting title, but it is the one that Tolkien intended. I'm sure if he thought they were ever going to make films like these of his books, he probably would have wanted them to call one of them The Hobbit, There and Back Again. But, you know, it's doesn't make any difference what the title of the film is, except for marketing. So there you go. The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies, The Battle of the Five Armies, which is going to confuse a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of people will be calling it The Battle of Five Armies, leaving out the definite article, but it's The Battle of the Five Armies. TBOTFA. Oh my, I'm already regretting this title change. I'm going to have to be writing so many articles on BuzzHub with those long titles. Anyway, in other recent news, Meg Ryan has been cast in the How I Met Your Mother sequel show, How I Met Your Father. What? Well, I first heard this headline, I thought she'd been cast in a sort of, you know, Greta Gerwig, you know, other cast member, and Meg Ryan. But she's actually just been cast in the a role similar to that of Bob Saget in How I Met Your Mother, where he basically just narrated. He did the voice of older Josh Radnor. Of course, when we got to the finale and we saw older Josh Radnor, he was not played by Bob Saget. He was played by Josh Radnor with, you know, a wig. So we'll probably see the same for this, but Meg Ryan is basically going to be playing, doing the voice at least, of older Greta Gerwig, and probably Greta Gerwig will just play older Greta Gerwig on screen. But Meg Ryan's voice is going to be heard a lot on How I Met Your Father, and that's what Meg Ryan's up to these days. John Turteltaub, director of the National Treasure films, which I adore. They're some of my absolute favourite films, period. I mean, I'm the sole person in the world who genuinely loves these films. But anyway, National Treasure 3, Turteltaub claims it's on the way. Nicolas Cage claims it's on the way. So why is John Turteltaub signed up to direct It's a Small World for Disney. To find out more, go on BuzzFeed, read the article. Roberto Orci wants to direct Star Trek 3. Not much more I can say on that. Danny Boyle and Leonardo DiCaprio are in talks to direct and star in the Steve Jobs biopic that was previously going to be directed and starring, directed by and starring David Fincher and Christian Bale, but Christian Bale didn't want to do it, so David Fincher didn't want to do it. Transcendence opened this weekend, this past weekend, and it bombed. It completely bombed. I'll read you the box office results briefly now. Winning the battle for number one for a third weekend in a row was Marvel's Captain America the Winter Soldier, which I reviewed in our last episode. This weekend, it took $26.6 million. Rio 2 was in second place. In third place was a small-budget religious drama called Heaven is for Real. And in fourth place was Transcendence, Wally Pfister's directorial debut, which opened poorly in fourth place with just $11.1 million. So I'm going to be seeing Transcendence this weekend. I haven't seen it yet. I was really looking forward to it a few months ago because of Christopher Nolan's director of photography, Wally Pfister directing it, and also some actors in here like Cillian Murphy, Rebecca Hall, they're excellent. But the reviews for this film have been absolutely horrific. It's got, I believe, 11% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, and basically everyone's just saying that it's a really poor thriller. I look up the Rotten Tomatoes result, currently has 19%. It's a bit better than it was, but anyway, that's not great for a film with Christopher Nolan as an executive producer. So that was the big box office results this past weekend. In other news, Patrick Stewart says an X-Men Apocalypse appearance is a possibility. That's the next X-Men film. The Academy Awards for next year got a date. There were some new posters for X-Men Days of Future Past. Lineup for the Cannes Film Festival was announced. There was another story, which I'm not going to discuss here because I don't think it's relevant to what we discuss in this podcast, but involving Bryan Singer that you may have heard about in the news. There's been some accusations made about him in relation to his personal life, which is in mild ways affecting the marketing campaign for X-Men Days of Future Past, as he's not really doing any marketing for the film now because of these accusations. But there will be developments made in the near future on that, and we'll see what happens there. But you can look it up if you want, but I'm not going to discuss it any further here. So really, I'm looking here now at the other news from the past few weeks. Nothing major. Really, X-Men Days of Future Past and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 have been kind of where the news is all emanating from recently. They're really the big sources of film news. Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman on The Late Show. I think I discussed that on our last episode. I think I did. I can't be sure, but I think I discussed that on our last episode. So, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. The first Amazing Spider-Man film came out 2012, Mark Webb directed, Andrew Garfield starred. I really, really disliked that film. I thought it was cheap-looking visually. I thought that the cast just didn't work. I thought that Lizard, played by Reese Ifans, was one of the worst comic book movie villains of all time, which I still, to this day, believe. And I really just wasn't a fan of that film. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes 2 years later. They've replaced, they got a new villain, Jamie Foxx. Most of the same cast returns, and I must say this is a great improvement on the first film. That is by no means to say that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a great film. It is not a great film. It is a good film. It is a quite good film, bordering on very good. There's a lot of stuff here I liked. Dane DeHaan, absolutely superb. One of the best performances I've seen in years in a superhero film, as Harry Osborn slash, I don't think it's a spoiler to say, slash the Green Goblin. It is in the marketing. He is just superb in this film. He's such an intense on-screen presence, Dane DeHaan is, and I think he brings some real class to the proceedings here. Paul Giamatti pops up in a cameo. I can't say many positive things about his performance. It's not his fault, but I would say he serves a similar role in this film to that of the Underminer in The Incredibles. He doesn't really have a purpose other than to be a villain who makes an appearance. He doesn't actually contribute anything to the storyline per se, unless maybe you could count some post-credits-y type stuff. But anyway, so Paul Giamatti's in this, and the main villain in the marketing is Jamie Foxx as Electro. Electro looks interesting enough. Jamie Foxx, I like Jamie Foxx a lot. I thought he was great in White House Down. He's very good in Ray, for which he won an Oscar, of course. In general, I like some Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is a good actor. Once again, like Dane DeHaan, he's a good big screen presence. I think Electro in this film is a terrible villain. I think he's laughable. He's unrealistic. He's like something out of, oh God, I don't even know what. He's just a really poor villain. That said, he's still a hell of a lot more visually interesting, more entertaining to watch, and a more intriguing character than the Lizard. But they're both pretty terrible villains. Electro just looks ridiculous. He says some lines like, "It's my birthday, I'm gonna light some candles," before exploding Times Square in a really tense sequence. And Spider-Man calls him Sparkles, and Spider-Man and Electro says, "I could be a god." And Spider-Man goes, "Oh, whoever heard of a god called Sparkles?" It's all just really a pantomime dialogue. I think the script in the Electro portions of the film in particular is extremely weak. But there are still loads of things to like here. As I said, Dane DeHaan, great. Emma Stone, great. Emma Stone is always great, but she's really good here. Her and Andrew Garfield's chemistry is as good as it was in the first film, and it is in interviews they do and stuff. They're very good in that. I think it's just not well directed. Mark Webb doesn't have a distinctive style. I have a review up on BuzzHub, and if you think my review now that I'm giving you is disjointed and unfocused, you should go read my review online, in which I refer to the fact that the review is disjointed and unfocused, just like The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I gave it 4 stars. I would recommend seeing it if you have any, if you're having second thoughts about seeing it, if you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure whether to see this or whether to go see Captain America for the third time, I'd say go to see The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I had a lot of fun watching it, but it's not a great film. But neither was the first one, and this is a lot better, and I think the next one could be better too. I think they could keep improving. There are ingredients there for something really good, on a par with not the best of Sam Raimi's trilogy, Spider-Man 2, but maybe with the first or third installments. So it's pretty good. I recommend seeing it if you haven't already seen superior films like Muppets Most Wanted and Winter Soldier. I also saw Noah a few weeks ago. I don't know if I reviewed that or not. I gave that 4 stars as well. I was somewhat conflicted on Noah. Parts of it I liked, parts of it were ridiculous, once again, like Spider-Man. There's a lot of very middle-of-the-road films coming out at the moment. We need something great. Maybe X-Men Days of Future Past is the answer. There's a new trailer for X-Men Days of Future Past. There was some new some posters, some stories about what happens, about the next film, about cameos in the current film. There was also a very odd X-Men Days of Future Past post-credits thing on The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I was sitting in the cinema, everyone around, there's a few people staying behind waiting for a post-credit scene, and in the middle of the credits, this scene comes on with Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique, and everyone just freaks out, thinking it's going to, these are universes uniting. Spider-Man will be in Days of Future Past. Turns out it was just an ad based on a contract negotiation with Mark Webb and Sony and Fox that they would put this ad on. It's very misleading, and it's an issue for the studios that they shouldn't have put the scene on. It's just misleading. They should have put it at the beginning of the film. Anyway, so that's pretty much it for this edition of Front Seat Cinema, BuzzHub's flagship film podcast. Only film podcast for now. I'll be back very soon, where I will be reviewing more new releases, Transcendence, perhaps Godzilla and Days of Future Past. Honestly, do an episode before they are released, but I'll be back very soon. Thank you for listening. I've been Lucy, and you can check out buzzhub.info for all the content that I do and everyone else does, and my other podcast, The Jimmy and Luke Show, which is released 2 or 3 times a week, and it's really fun, and you can check out this podcast. We're on Twitter and Facebook now. We have our exclusive pages, twitter.com/frontseatcinema, and on Facebook, just search for Front Seat Cinema. We'll get a URL very soon, and find all our episodes at fsc.buzzhub.info. Thank you, and goodbye.